old pedestal. So.
I'd like to thank you for coming to tonight's regular Medina Township Trustee meeting, April 27th, 2023. The time is 7 o'clock. Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Would join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. If you would join me in a moment of silence for our first responders, home and abroad. Thank you. You know, we say that every time we have a meeting, and you get a chance to meet somebody, or we have people in our own presence regularly, that that's nothing to be taken for granted, and I really am thankful for those who serve. Then you think about the families who, you know, have lost loved ones in the process. So I appreciate the fact that somebody put that in place before we were here. And very well. First on our list here would be the approval of payroll. I would move to adopt resolution number 0427-2023-057 to approve payroll dated 4/28/2023 with a total amount of $38,025.77 and total remaining deductions, withholdings, liabilities of $7,749.19, and incorporate this two-page document as presented.
Second.
Any discussion?
No.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Where'd Elaine go?
She decided to sneak out for 2 seconds.
All right. Next on our list is the site plans. And this this particular group of site plans, there's six that will be going in regards to the Ken Ganley Kia. So I would like to make a motion to accept.
Is there somebody here? Yes.
Would you like to share?
My name is Amy Noble. I'm from Ellet Sign. We're the local installer for the Kia signage. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
And looking through, it looks like they're kind of modernizing from
Correct.
The old Kia to the new Kia logos.
New branding.
That's
yep.
There we go. Was the group in our township reasonable to work with?
Yes.
That's yes. Good. That's always good to hear.
As always.
I'm very thankful for you being here.
Yeah. Okay. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. I'd like to make a motion. This is A, to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission to approve a new ground sign, application A, for the Ken Ganley Kia located at 2925 Medina Road, not to exceed 1.77 square feet as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
I would like, this is B, like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission to approve referencing of the existing high-rise sign, application B, for the Ken Ganley Kia located at 2925 Medina Road, not to exceed 150 square feet as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
I would like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission to approve the refacing of the existing wall sign, application C, for the Ken Ganley Kia location at 2925 Medina Road, not to exceed 52.13 square feet as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
I would like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission to approve a wall sign, application D, for the Ken Ganley Kia located at 2925, not to exceed 18.47 square feet as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission to approve a second wall sign, application E, for the Ken Ganley Kia located at 2925 Medina Road, not to exceed 5.47 square feet as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
I would like to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission to approve a second wall sign on the west side of the building, application F, for Ken Ganley Kia located at 2925 Medina Road, not to exceed 79.5 square feet as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Thank you. I didn't fill in the motion in the second. Is that okay for you? Got it in the minutes. Thank you. Only two of us here tonight, so.
Thank you.
Okay, this is purchase orders and training requests. This is Medina Township requesting a blanket purchase order. Date is 4/27/2023. Department is police. The description is for advertising. Account 2081-210-345-0000 for the amount of $500.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Request for a purchase order dated 4/24/2023. The department is service. The vendor information is Illis Architect Incorporated. Description is for architectural services and blueprints for a 48x80 addition to the existing maintenance building. The account would be 2031-330-319-0000. The amount of $7,600.
Second.
Before you vote on that, wasn't that going to come from improvement of sites?
He said he had talked to you, and I'm just going off what.
He did talk to me, and that's why that's professional technical services.
I think it's probably because of the architect. I think that's what he's thinking.
Do you want to look at Yeah.
Make, yeah.
Let's just make sure that, I Denny did have a lot in there. Yeah, we'll be fine. That's fine, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Any discussion, sir? Okay. I do know that there are plans for future use of some of this property here, but materials and buildings here have materials in them. To utilize his space better there would free up space here if they were to be raised at some point in time in the future, if the township chose to do something to improve its facility here. Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Does this need to be signed by you, or is that for Denny to sign?
Is that the?
This is, it looks like the quote. I don't know if you need to sign it now, or if that's something that goes later. Just.
I would say we should sign it.
So you want, you might want to make a motion to do that.
All right. I'd like to make a motion that we sign the proposal from Ellis Architects. This is for the purchase order we just described, and for the fixed fee of $7,500, as described in this one page.
Two page.
Was it five or six then, or
$7,600. I said 7,500. He said plus fees, so. So, including this two-page document.
I'd second it.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye. Thank you for checking that. Okay. This is a motion for payment. Data request 4/27/23. Department is admin. Vendor information is Fischl, Downey, Albrecht, and Rippenhoff, LLB. Description is legal counsel and related expenses per the approved contract engagement letter dated 2/23/2023. This was discussed at the 3/2/2023 meeting, and trustees approved Trustee Eastwood to sign the contract letter. The amount is $1,282.45. Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Is that a general fund? I don't know what fund that, like, I don't know what department this is for. So.
There's, it would be a general fund out of there, out of our legal.
Okay, so there is a blanket.
There is a blanket.
Okay.
And there was according to the appropriation status. So.
There is.
Okay, thank you. that's nothing we're doing right now.
That's really actually just to keep this, so that we're not confusing things. We're not actually approving a purchase order.
That's right. That's why.
The last page has two for the fiscal officer, two signatures, I think.
Okay, yeah, I'll read it so that I know that what I'm reading. I don't want to just sign something. But we're not, so the purchase order won't, we won't want to put this in the purchase order, bro, because we already have a blanket. I can't open a purchase order on top of that. So that's just, right. I'm just saying, so we don't want to put that in the purchase order book. I'm not going to take that, but.
Would it help in the future? I've been talking to her about getting some forms made up so that we don't have to modify like that, where approval for payment coming from a blanket, it'll just be cleaner. Does that make sense?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be better.
So we, like, he's wanting to get a form made up like that, but with different wording on it?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, you just want to make sure that, that you're not ever approving a payment. Like, in this case, that's fine because you had the blanket. Except that the only problem with this really is that this did exceed the purchasing threshold. So, you know, I mean, without going through here, you know, I haven't obviously seen the bill yet, but this exceeded that purchasing threshold, the expenditure threshold of $1,000.
But I, just so we're on the same page, I did talk to legal about that.
Okay.
And because the letter that we signed, which is considered a contract, had the hourly rates that we were approving. And the money was already pre-approved in the certificate. Legal said that basically the money was there and the rate was followed. We checked the rates.
Okay.
So even though it was over a threshold, it wasn't over a, you know, it didn't go over the blanket certificate. So it was within the boundary of the contract. So I did have some excessive conversation with him about
that. That's not, that is not how that's been explained to me.
So.
Because that would actually, that would be like saying that a department head, as long as there's a contract, they can go out and spend any amount up to the contract.
But this was pre-approved by the board.
Yeah.
So the department head doesn't get that. I mean, it wouldn't be the same.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay. I'm going to read this, Chrissy, if you can just send that to me, because I'll read it, or we'll get it after. Depending on which I'm in.
Okay.
But I do need to sign that at some point. Okay.
I would like to make a motion to authorize the repair of Unit 8, Tire Source Medina, the amount of $879 from line item. Let me start over. Is this a purchase order request, Chief?
Yes, or.
I mean, it sounds like you're asking for a purchase order request for the police department for the repair
for
of something.
Repairs and maintenance.
Yeah. It should be on a different form.
So, but you have
I have the money in my account. I just wanted approval to get that.
Oh, so this is a BC, so you're not looking for a purchase order. You're simply looking for authorization of payment.
But it's under the, it is under the purchasing.
It is.
Threshold, so you don't.
Correct.
Really need.
Correct. So he's just trying to be careful.
Yeah, okay.
But, so.
Okay.
Right. Why don't you start over, because all that was in the motion.
Let me rescind that motion.
Okay.
And in theory, Angela, we don't even have to have an approved motion for this, do we?
You don't, no.
Okay. Then I say we pass this through and he can go ahead and make the payment accordingly. But thanks for bringing it to our attention. And this one's another one. Okay. I would like to make a motion to have Lieutenant Zija as the second payroll representative for the police department in absence of Chief Minnick. Lieutenant Zija shall have the same authorizations as Chief in the paycheck system.
Second.
Okay. As far as discussion goes with this, this is part of our backup plan that we've been discussing all along. And I know that I was encouraging Chief to have a somebody help, because if he gets sick, especially in the PD, that's a challenging position. So I appreciate the fact that you're going to engage a second there. Any other discussion?
Nope. So the way Chief's work works is that he obviously can't approve off his own hours off.
Correct.
So then Lieutenant Zija wouldn't be able to do the same. He would be a manager over the rest of the department and Chief's. It's like we're putting a lot of people on as like, you see, the way it's set up, he can't. You can only have one manager, and then like the three of the trustee, the three trustees are considered like primary managers. That's kind of what your job is the seconds. You know what I mean? So, Todd would, Lieutenant Zija would have to be set up as a non-manager. We can't have two. It's just not gonna accept. The system won't accept that. So, I can have Jamie set him up as a non-manager, but I just need to know the hierarchy of how you'll want that done exactly.
And, you know, if he is to be able to delegate paychecks and or goes on vacation and so forth, and, you know, we do have two trustees there, but we're really trying to educate and utilize the staff better. So I'd like to find something that they can do to help us in that regard. Is that that's something we can have more conversation about? I mean, I think we need to have a second person in the department able to help with that, because that they're the ones rubbing shoulders with the officers. They're the ones who, you know, education is really, I think, our answer to a lot of our heartaches. And it hasn't really been there yet, so the more people that are familiar within the department, whatever department that would be, it will be a plus.
Yeah, I'm just asking you, so you just have to say, what do you want? What authority, I mean, do you want him to have authority, like, over Chief Minnick's hours or not?
Over the chief's hours, you can have the trustee sign off. That's who has sign off now anyways.
Okay, then right. if that's doable, like what LC Christopher said, we can not have him with authority over chief's hours.
You'll still have authority over Lieutenant Zija's hours. He will not have authority over your hours. Okay. So like if chief is on vacation, there's still gonna have to be trustee.
Well, yeah.
So it's obviously with getting involved.
It would just be that Lieutenant Zija would be able to go through all the other payroll, approve everything. Everything's done right, all the timesheets, overtime, all that kind of stuff.
Just
those things.
We would have to approve chiefs. That's
then we'd have to approve
Is that
chiefs,
like
and we'd have to approve
yeah, well, and Lieutenant Zija.
Lieutenant Zija, correct.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, just to be clear, you know, there's most things have an audit trail in paychecks, but there are certain things like that, like comp time, if overtime is converted to comp or the schedule changes, that they don't have audit trails. So, you know, the more people that are in there, I mean, if something happens, there's not gonna be any trackability on that. So just, you know, I mean, I'm just letting you know, so if something happens, that's
well,
gonna be on you guys.
I'm still gonna be responsible for
yeah,
it, no
yeah,
matter what.
Right, exactly.
You know,
I'm
the chief, so.
Right, yeah, so you just have to be aware of that.
Okay.
So. And I accept responsibility for anything.
So I can tell JP.
What? He's just talking.
Did we have a roll call on that?
I appreciate that.
No, you didn't.
That's the next thing. Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood.
Aye.
Mr. Christopher.
Aye.
Do you want signature stamps on any of that?
No, it's just a fee.
Okay.
Okay. Are you done with purchase orders?
I think you know what purchase orders. Sorry.
No. I just, I, if, I want to talk about this real quick. And I don't know, Chief Minnick, if Todd, if Lieutenant Z just filled you in on this time clock thing, this time clock invoice.
Is that the TCP?
Yeah.
That's scheduling.
Well, yeah, but it's a little bit, so.
By the way, we're not done with purchase order, but.
We can do it at the end if you want.
Okay.
So, yeah, just, but I do want to correct this.
I apologize.
Okay, no, keep going and then we can do this at the end, so.
Thank you. I'd like to make a motion to authorize Carlo, Officer Carlo, to attend a street survival seminar on May 17th and 18th, 2023, the Doubletree Hilton Hotel in Cleveland, Ohio. The amount is $309. Line item is 2081-210-318-0000, training service. This is for the police department. The date is 4/27/2023.
Second.
That dollar amount, that's just the hotel cost, or is that the hotel?
There's no hotel involved. It's during a police memorial week. It's an officer survival seminar.
So he's just going during
the
day?
Yeah, he's not.
Okay, so it would be that and just his meals or whatnot?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm assuming it will be a little bit more than that cost then, right? So
I would add it then. Can we add it? And I totally forgot about that. $100 to that for 50 a day. That's even if I don't know if they're going to provide meals or not for this seminar. I'm not sure.
Do they have to include the mileage that would be involved in here?
I think he's taking a car, right?
He will be taking my car, actually.
Okay.
Yes, no, not that, but if you're giving an exact amount like that, then you'd want to, you'd want to add enough for any meals, but or you can just say to include, that amount plus meals if you don't want to try to figure it out exactly.
I'd like to do that latter. Not sure if you
just amend it and say and meals are with meals included or something like that.
I would like to amend the previous motion to authorize Officer Carlo to attend the Street Survival Seminar on May 17th and 18th of 2023 at the Doubletree Hilton, Cleveland, Ohio. The amount will be $309 plus meals of up to $50 a day. Be taken from 2081-210-318-0000, training services. Okay.
Roll call.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Purchase order requisition dated 4/27 of 2023. Department is police. Vendor information Serpentini Chevrolet of Medina. The description is a 2023 Chevrolet Trailblazer RS all-wheel drive. Dollar amount is $26,480.
Second.
Discussion on this. We've had some vehicles are failing, and this motion, we would be taking that from our ARPS funds, line item 2273-760-750-2081, Motor Vehicles Police Department.
Would any of this be paid for by the insurance that we got from that one cruiser that was totaled out? Didn't we get like $14,000 from the one cruiser?
Well, you did, but I mean, it wouldn't.
No,
it just
no, especially not if you're taking the ARPS money.
Right.
It's really not. you know.
Where does that, I mean, I want to make sure we can use that money, not so it sits somewhere.
Well, it probably went right back into the PD fund in general.
Yeah, it's been receipted in already, that was.
Okay, but I mean, it would be in the same line item then?
No, because you're using ARPS money.
Yeah, I know, that's why I'm questioning, should we be using this, or are we better off using the ARP money?
In this case, I think you don't want to separate it, you want to keep it all together.
Okay.
Yeah, because you've already appropriated that ARPS money and you want to use what you appropriated.
Okay.
But there is something that, and I was also going to talk about this, but we need to talk about it with this one too. When you use that ARPS money, if you remember, because you haven't done that in a while, except for that, the.
Got to have a resolution.
Right, and you didn't do that with the paving project either. So you're going to want to update those. I know Nick was keeping a spreadsheet with everything. Okay, so if you want to get, I don't know if you're doing that tonight or not, but you do have to do that before you use some, before you spend the money, so.
Okay.
I think Greg Beck was, isn't that why he did that attorney in Columbus when he came up and did that presentation? I know, I wasn't here, but I watched it.
He is our counsel for the ARPS stuff, so.
But I know the resolution that was prepared was similar to what he had already, you know, so I'm not sure. The wording's there, it's just substituting, you know, putting in the new items. But that does have to, I know that has to be done before you actually spend the money. So I don't know when you're planning on ordering this or whatever.
There was a unique circumstance of availability, I think, for vehicles. Would it be a problem if our next meeting, 2 weeks from now, we pass a resolution to properly use the ARPS funds?
I don't believe it would be, no.
I mean, I don't want to have another meeting just to do that, but.
Yeah, no, I'll call Serpentine tomorrow. Just tell them that's going to be approved, but we have to pass it by resolution.
Okay.
Yeah, so I would do that and put that.
We'll do the same thing with the paving.
Yeah, you can put them on this, you can put them together, like you can list it in the same, we've done that before.
That way we can follow it on the.
Should we rescind this then?
I don't.
You know, I'm not, that would be a question for Greg Beck. I don't, we've done that in the past where we've passed the purchase orders after the resolution, but I'm not, I don't know the answer to that. I don't want to, you know, lead you down a bad path.
We can rescind it. It's not going to be a problem. I mean,
you probably get answers both ways, you know, but yes, it's probably cleaner to do the resolution first and then the purchase orders, but, you know, I think Denny's already gone out to bid maybe for his, you know, his paving, so, I mean, we are where we are, so.
Whichever way.
Yeah.
I'm flexible.
Yeah.
For the sake of clarity, I'll rescind the previous motion for the police department. Our purchase order request for the 2023 Trailblazer costing $26,480.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Just making a note until we get the approve the resolution.
Yeah, maybe if you just do the resolution and then redo that purchase order for Denny and then this one, and you know, then you know it's done right. That would be.
Put that in front of the purchase order.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Makes sense. Thanks.
Thank you. All right. I'd like to make a motion to authorize the Township Secretary to place an ad in the Medina Gazette for 3 weeks for the following. Unclaimed property that was seized by Medina Township Police Department will be auctioned off beginning June 5th of 2023 on govdeals.com.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Well, chief, I don't, there might be something, there's a resolution.
Oh, is that what that, that's what that $500 is?
Yeah, that's what that $500 is.
Okay.
Okay. Like, make a motion to approve resolution number 0427-2023-058. A resolution to direct the sale of unclaimed property pursuant to RC 505.18.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye. There's a spot in the back for you too, I know. All right. Now we're done with the purchase orders.
So.
Angela, I think you need to sign.
Yeah, I'm gonna read it. I didn't see this before the meeting, so I just wanted to read through it and all the time. So this is the TCP, the time clock plus invoice. So it, just a reminder, anything over $1,000 does need kind of certification before payment. So this was turned in for payment, but just, you know, remember that purchasing threshold. But besides that, there's just a little bit more of a kind of strange situation with this invoice. This is for the Schedule Anywhere software at the police department. We've always been with a company, I mean, since I've been here anyways, we've been with a company called Atlas that has, you know, kind of been the broker, mm-hmm. I guess, if, for what, you know, better, lack of better words, for this Schedule Anywhere. We've had 10 licenses with them. We paid $300 a year. That's always been, you know, so this.
$300 for the total 10.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, not
yes.
each.
No, $300 for the total. So I received this invoice by email, gosh, almost 2 weeks ago, I think it was, you know, just after our last meeting. And the email seemed a little bit strange, but I asked Christy to look into it. So Chief said this was for the Schedule Anywhere software, but it's for $1,200. It's a company I had never heard of. There's no phone number on the invoice. There's no physical address, and they're asking for money to be wired.
I'm very nervous about that. Are you? I mean,
well,
that's, I talked to Todd about it. TCP bought scheduling.
That's, I called also, and that's kind of what I've gotten a little bit of that information, except there's a little also, okay, so. Well, they said that Travis Colonias approved this in August of 2022, and by email, which obviously did not happen.
Right.
They're asking us to remit payment by way of wiring funds.
Yeah, no.
And they're also trying to make us pay for 25 licenses for $1,200 versus 10 licenses for, you know, at $300. So. You know, a number of red flags here.
Yeah,
Lieutenant Z is looking into it further. I've been trying to. I asked them to send us the contract because they said they had a current contract. What they sent me was something from, you know, that Chief Arbogast signed 10 years ago.
And it's a whole new, yeah, it's a whole new agreement, so there ought to be a new W-9, right?
Right. There's nothing. I mean, there's nothing. And again,
in Nigeria, right?
It's well, we can't even. I mean, it's a PO box in Denver, but like
yeah,
again, no physical address, no.
So we're not going to approve that right now.
Right,
right?
We're not.
We're
I don't do anything
that.
With
okay.
this. You know, the we paid Atlas last March, so it seemed to go from March till.
Todd just handed me that, and when I looked at it, I said, did you check this? Because I saw that it was TCP, and he goes, yeah, I called him, everything's good with it, you can sign it, but.
Oh, okay, well, yes, no, that's not what he, like, when I talked to him, he said this is really strange, so, we've been communicating the last, you know, few.
So that's gonna be tabled until further.
This, yeah, I'm.
No, that's fine, actually, I'm trying to, I think we maybe get rid of scheduling anywhere very soon.
Okay, so let's just, yeah, we're gonna put this, I mean, it says they invoiced us in December of 2022, but nobody's seen an invoice from them until just, like, 2 weeks ago, so, or not even, you know, so.
Well, and the contract, like you said, was from an old contract from Armagost, are you kidding me?
Very, yeah, right. And again, it's like, this is the first we're hearing of this switch over, so, you know, from Atlas to them, and I've never seen an invoice that doesn't have a phone number on it, and remitting payment to some random, you know, bank, and.
PO box?
Yeah, it's just.
And by wire, you never do anything by wire.
Right, it's, so, yeah, the whole thing smells very fishy, and when you call them, they're, it gets even stranger, so, yeah.
Good catch.
Chief, is there any other company that could fill in and do this?
We're not gonna use a schedule anywhere, we're gonna design our own spreadsheet and to make schedules.
Oh, well, even better then.
Yeah.
We'll be.
So, thank you.
Yeah.
No money going out that way.
Because it doesn't make sense that we put in time for approval in the schedule anywhere, and then you still have to put the time in the paychecks, too.
Right.
It's not efficient, and so.
Thank you.
Perfect, okay, great, so.
Okay.
Glad we're.
Approval of March bank reconciliation resolution. I would move to adopt resolution number 04272023-059 to approve the bank reconciliation reconciled date of 3/31/2023. Posted 4/18/2023 at 2:01:08 PM. And incorporate this 3-page document as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Is it 3, 2, or 3? I can't remember. I thought it was 3 pages, right? Did you say? 3. Oh,
three.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay. I just didn't hear if you said 3 or 4. I don't remember.
Had I been making it up on the fly, I probably would have messed up, but Chrissy keeps me straight. Okay, the revenue status by fund as of 3/31/2023. Resolution number 04272023-060. I'd move to adopt resolution number 04272023-060 to approve the revenue status fund as of 3/31/2023 and incorporate the 7-page document as presented.
Second.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Real quick, that we have gotten our first half taxes.
Okay.
The settlement was.
The property taxes.
Yes.
Okay.
The only thing that is now gonna be in the April bank rec is the property, the state's portion, the property tax allocation from the state, the property in the homestead rollback.
Okay.
But they are not giving us the, they're starting to charge the fees again. And so we're not gonna be seeing as much as we used to.
The state's charging the fee, you're saying?
They've been waiving.
That's that tax collection.
Yeah, they've been waiving the fees for, since I've been here, so. But they're charging it, so starting on this one, so.
We'll want to keep an eye on that, because I think we cut back on our appropriations because we weren't getting charged so much, am I right?
Right, well, and so what's gonna happen is with the state, you won't see, they take it out just of what they give us. So we're not gonna have to pay it in fees like we do with the county. But I did, when I did the memo receipt, because that's how you, with the last, when I do the last of the two from the county, when it's the settlement, you know, the settlement tax, you know, the settlement coming in, sorry. I do have to, you know, show the tax, you know, the property tax payments that we, you know, that we make. And there were a couple, funds that I noticed, at least I believe it was Road and Bridge, and I can't remember the other one, but I will do the appropriations status for the next meeting. I didn't have payroll in there from last week. But you're gonna have to do an appropriation supplemental. We had more collections than expected, so that's good, you know, but also more property taxes owed. So, you know, tax collection fees owed. So, yeah, we'll just have to move a little bit of money, so.
Is that something that we can do at the next meeting?
Oh, yeah, you have plenty of time, because we haven't even, like, July will be when they collect, so we'll start getting the advances. You know, so you've got time. I just wanted to.
Is that something we can talk about before we get into the next meeting, so we're ready for it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
I didn't want to forget.
No, thank you.
Since we're talking about it now, I just figured, yeah.
So it'll be similar to the property taxes that we've, I mean, as far as July, I mean, right around.
Yeah, yeah. The only thing is the July collection, the second half collections are a little bit less. And so the property, the tax collection fees usually are too. But, you know, with this crazy shift in taxes, like, it's anybody's guess, you know, but we want to be prepared, so.
Thank you. I would move to adopt resolution number 0427-2023-061 to approve the fund status as of 3/31/2023 and incorporate this one-page document as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye. We did a roll call on it, right? Okay, thank you. I'd move to adopt resolution number 0427-2023-062 to approve the payment listing dated 4/21 of 2023 to 4/27 of 2023 with electronic checks 20-2023 to 21-2023 and physical check numbers 32763 to 32787. The total is $96,637.34. And incorporate this one-page document as presented. Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
I
Oh, something with the, accounts payable.
Yes.
I hate to say the name of the vendor, but North Gateway. So they sent out 3 invoices this week. It happened to be an error, but they accidentally billed an employee. They accidentally billed the township for an employee's personal usage, which the employee caught it the next day, went and made it right, But something that I noticed was they did not put any of the vehicle's information anymore. And I don't know if that's something that they're planning on doing now, but we do need that still, because obviously if, like, we can't tell. I know sometimes they bill us for Medina City vehicles in Medina County. You know, they see Medina, and it's like, goes to the township, so.
One of the things is, since the situation we just had, we're COD with them.
Right.
So, but the invoice still has to have, the work order still has to have the car ID on it.
Yeah, this did not, so.
But was that our car or someone else's car?
Well, it was the employee's vehicle.
Personal car.
But they thought it was a Medina Township vehicle. So I'm not sure why they did not put he actually doesn't either, because he said they always put vehicle in. So just, that's something that we're going to have to be very.
Now, are we, while we're on the COD conversation, are we adequately funded for people to use? Because that's all going to be credit cards, isn't it?
I don't think we are. So I don't know how that's going to happen.
And that's a conversation we ought to have. And I think now, before we end up with 3 broke breakdowns, or we go somewhere else. But
yeah,
what are your thoughts, Chief?
I prefer to go to Goodyear.
Okay. Just so we aren't dealing with the debacle of
credit cards.
Yeah, okay. I did try to check the pricing, because when I saw the COD email that you sent, I did look back and checked prices from last year to, just what I had in the system, so it was hard to tell exactly what services, but it looked like Goodyear, and even the one that you have recently been using, there's another one, what's it called? I'm sorry, I can't remember the name right now, but there was where you've been taken for oil changes just recently.
Goodyear.
There's one more. Tire Source, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's actually called Goodyear Tire Source.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So they seem like they're right in line with the same pricing.
They are.
You know.
They are.
So.
And also, I am going to be actually speaking with the general manager, Serpentini, and seeing if we can get some kind of a
service agreement there.
Service agreement with them. Yeah. Just for oil changes and stuff.
The COD thing is a hard thing to manage.
Yeah,
there's a lot of moving parts, and it's so.
Just out of curiosity, when you say vehicle ID, are you talking about license plate number or VIN number?
It's usually a car number. It's usually a unit number.
They usually have everything. They usually have the license plate, the VIN, the car number, what make and model it is. I mean, there's all the.
No, I just mean, because you could have, it could say police, it could say 05, and Medina might have police 05 too. And so I wanted more than just a plate
right,
number.
No, they have no.
Because otherwise we'll wind up in a position that,
we haven't taken
didn't
a car to Gateway.
Pardon?
We haven't taken a car to Gateway.
No, I'm just saying,
across the board, as far as unit identification.
Right.
Something other than just a unit number.
Right.
Yeah, no.
Be it a license or a VIN number is ideal, actually.
It's always been very detailed,
okay.
And that's
I remember just seeing the unit numbers on the invoices I was looking at, so I might have just not noticed the other. That's possible.
It's a lot of information up there. I mean, if you're not looking for it, you're just kind of probably ignoring, because that does happen a lot. Like I said, they see the data, and it happens with UPS. We always get the city's bills, so just gotta be careful about that, but. Yeah, I think that's better.
I don't want to use township credit card for that.
Yeah, you know.
Okay, thank you. All right, this is going to be, I'd like to make a motion to set a pay rate for Marion. What?
Department head comments.
Oh, I'm sorry, I slipped right by that. Thank you, department head comments. We have several department heads here. Chief, you're all warmed up.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First, I'd thank Angela for onboarding the new hire, Eric Kupinski. And also Sergeant Mangel, I believe it was yesterday, was transporting a prisoner getting off of Route 71 from a warrant and right by state patrol down there for a transmission lane in Unit 3. So thankfully, they were able to, get it in there, get the prisoner in the state, transport a prisoner for us to a county jail. Same thing going on with my car right now. Okay, Denny had a check, called Montrose Ford to see if there's anything they could do to give us custom brake on something. And they said no because it's sold so many miles. They said it's going to run anywhere from $4,000 to $5,000 to fix it. Okay, car has, I believe, 90-some thousand miles on it. We're talked to you about the car that Montrose Ford that we ordered, okay? We don't even know if they're coming in 2023. They don't even know if they're going to get them in 2024. So I got a call yesterday from the guy that handles our fleet sales over there. Uniontown Police Department ordered 3 vehicles the same time that we ordered our new cars, okay? They just received the VIN numbers on them. Well, Uniontown got tired of waiting, went out and got 3 Dodge Durangos. So these cars are going to be available. So I'm trying to work something out with them, okay, currently, so that we can replace Sherry's car there. And I'm going to probably end up, I talked to Denny, instead of putting the old vehicles on gut deals, we may be better served just to trade them in, okay, at Montrose Ford. So I am currently in the process of working on that right now, trying to get a deal on it and, you know, see what they'll give us for our 4 old police cars.
Okay. The unit that broke, is that a 2016 unit?
Yes.
Okay.
And so is mine.
Okay.
And also, I'm away in. I got a call from Officer O'Donnell, who was in a mini pursuit down here on Pearl Road. A female started in Medina City, actually. They couldn't catch up to her. Officer O'Donnell caught her on Pearl Road, went down by Planet Flag, hit a curb, flipped her vehicle over, and she was highly intoxicated, and she just got out of jail a couple of weeks ago for OBI. So.
Is she all right?
Yes, they were both treated, and she was treated and released. Well, taken.
Is Officer O'Donnell okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Sergeant Nicholson and I have been coaching the basketball team at Northrop. We're the Medina County Pel, and this is the first playoff game that we won in Northrop. I guess they've never won one before. So actually, we're going to the Final Four this Monday at the Rec Center at 3:45. And if we, after the Final Four, if we win that one, we have a rock star on our team. That's all I'm going to say. This kid's fifth grade, and I mean, I think he would put LeBron to shame. this kid is just incredible. So we'll be going there, and if we go after this, then we'll go to the championship game. Knock on wood, I'll put off. The
kids are having a good time?
Oh, they're loving it. They're loving it.
Thank you.
And I'm sorry, I sent some pictures, you know, but my wife took over 100 photos. So, but that concludes my report. Thank you.
Thank you. Elaine?
Hi. Susan McCurran was in with Weymouth Preservation Society. They're having their 12th annual plant fair. She she wanted me to share it with everybody. It's going to be at the Old Weymouth Schoolhouse on Myers Road, Saturday, May 13th, from 10 to 1. And we had quite a few people taking it, so it might be a really good thing that turns out.
Now, we previously approved, as we have in the past, them to utilize up to $100 worth of plants from a local venue. Is that organized? Do we have, I think they maybe use the secretary's card, or how is that being handled as far as?
I know the first year Chuck actually went and bought the flowers and then dropped them off, but I think the next year in Weymouth, then, yes, the Weymouth, they billed us, they sent us an invoice, so I'm not sure how you guys plan to do it this year. I think either way is fine without her.
Chuck would know, I would imagine.
Well, we'll follow that up. I didn't know that anyone had a plan, and I think one year someone sent me down there to pay, because they were like getting, right, what can they buy for $3 more? But it goes for a good cause.
Yeah, so she said she thinks it's going to be pretty busy, so
okay.
I said that I would pass it on. I've done it at the Zoning Commission. My other thing is, we had talked about the town hall painting.
Yeah.
It's kind of like gone kind of stale. What are we waiting something on?
You're right. I mean, we were going for the painting, and then we had the in-house electrical / communication networking mysteries.
Are we upgrading, just rewiring, or?
I think what it amounts to, and I talked to Denny about, he had an electrician, I guess, who's worked here before, mm-hmm. and I think it's a bigger scale thing. I think it's been maybe piecemealed over the years, you know, from this addition to that addition to an upgrade. According to Lighthouse, they really believe we need to rework it and get a solid. Some of the cables, they say, are just old. And,
right.
You know, even if you connect this end, if this is still bad in these walls, but with a lot of other stuff going on that we haven't been able to get away from,
it
died.
Kind of on the back burner, but it's just keeping it in the, you know.
Keeping it there.
Yeah. So that's it. That's all I have.
Thank you. Chief.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We received our preliminary results of the ISO PPC survey that was done in 22. You guys should have got a copy of that, as well as Montville Township. So I just wanted to address that real quick and make sure we're all on the same page with it. Essentially, they come out every 5 years. Ours was last year because they came out right after Medina Township entered into contract with Medina City for services. That was a change of scope, so they had to come out and do a survey then, which they did. And essentially, the score they did in 17 was very similar to the one that we just got. So the field representative, if you will, scored. So we were at a 3.3x before we entered into contract, and after we entered into contract, they rated us as a 4.4x, which makes sense. There is a lot of additional road miles with a whole other township. But from 17 to 22, they allowed us to keep that 3.3x rating that we had to see if we could settle into it. But we were less than a point over the threshold. So nothing is set in stone right now, but most likely we will settle in at the 4.4x. We've not acknowledged that yet, but that's probably where we're headed. So that applies to everyone. And a 4 is still very good for Medina Township. That's still better than where Medina Township was prior to 17. Medina Township was at a 5 and then 8x, whatever, for the non-hydranted area. So that's still good for Medina Township. So just that's where we're at with that. We want to settle in with your, you can't bounce back and forth between those ratings. So the representative that did it this time is the same one that did it before. He's been in our area for a long time. He's very familiar with the different departments in the area. He's familiar with the history. So his recommendation is, at least until at some point we start staffing multiple stations 24 hours a day, which of course will cost everybody significantly more money, this is probably where we should be living.
Okay.
So again, that's preliminary. We haven't accepted that yet. We want to make sure if there is something we can do to keep us in that three range, we will. But essentially, this doesn't, there isn't anything that the township can do about it. You guys can't influence it in any way. It is strictly the fire department and to some degree county water that's out in the dispatch center. It doesn't have an effect from a 3 to a 4 on probably most, if not all, residential customers would never notice a difference. The majority of insurance companies for residential give you the same rate whether you are a 4 or a 3. And you, if you're going to get a break, you typically don't get that until you're in a 2 and a 1 category. Some of the commercial businesses in our areas may see an increase, but even that wouldn't be drastic, and it wouldn't be for somewhere down the line where their insurance company is at a point where they're reassessing them for other reasons unrelated.
So that's where the ISO ends up playing some form of a role, would possibly be in that compensation for insurance and so forth.
Yeah, but so it's ISO, their public protection classification. That's what
okay.
The
okay. Thank you.
Chief, when they were trying to move the fire department from Medina down to Brunswick Hills, it's a little funny because I called up ISO then and got somebody on the phone, and they gave me a lot more information then as a resident than they'll give me now, because that's why I contacted
did
you.
She,
because,
did she?
But I'm just saying, you know, that. So we had been at a 5 when we had our own fire department. And she told me you went to a 3. Now, I don't remember 3, whatever, but I've got the figures at home, how many people are in a 10, 9, 8, 5, et cetera. And so when I saw this, I called up and they said, sorry, we can only give you so much information. It was a little bit funny because, again, they gave me more information as a resident than they did as a trustee. And I saw, you know, what the mayor had, that we're at a 4. So I you know, I heard what you say, but why could we go from a 5 to a 3 and then back up into a 4? Because they said, well, hey, you got better coverage. And I mean, that's what they told me, whatever, 3 years ago or something. And so
you really didn't go from a 5 to a 3. You inherited the city's 3 for a short period of time. So I don't know exactly what month. I believe it was 2017 that the contract started with Medina Township. But ISO came out and reevaluated. They reassessed us right after we took over. And at that time, they scored us a 4. So right away.
Okay.
So we were already a 4. But they allowed, because it was new, it was a new circumstance, and there was opportunity for the fire department to do this thing or that thing. I don't know what any of those details were. I wasn't involved in it.
Right.
They allowed us all to stay at that 3 rating for,
okay,
you know, until the next cycle, which was last year. But, and again, there's a slim chance that we may be able to stay there, but I doubt it.
No, I understand.
You know, right about what you said, I called my insurance. I can only say what my insurance company said. They said it doesn't make any difference if you're at a 5 or 4 or 3.
No.
it just makes no difference, because I thought there was going to be some kind of a break, and they said, nope, and no.
No, and quite a number of the township residents are not even, don't even fall into this category, because they are in areas that don't have a water supply system. So the rating is completely different for them, and so is their insurance rates that they pay. Okay. So this affects very little, and the township government really doesn't have any control over it. But nothing has gotten worse for you guys. So
no, I appreciate that. And it's good for people to hear, because
it's you guys are still better. It's not worse.
Thank you. No more department heads comments to make.
It's a little out of order, but if I can say this now, when we got the some of the financials from you a couple of weeks ago, or a week ago, I just wanted to thank you for them. First of all, I wanted to ask how much of our monies are in CDs versus, you know, maybe just regular bank accounts. Maybe I didn't catch it, but I just wanted to have some idea of.
So we have very little in CDs, I think 103,000 maybe, but we did move the majority of our money when that whole thing happened, when the, you know, somebody got into the account, we moved the majority of our money into a pretty high earning savings account.
Okay.
So that is in a savings account with Westfield Bank. So that, do you want the exact number?
No. I was just wanting to see. I mean, I just checked for my own personal, and I've got some in CDs, some in money markets, and the CDs pay, you know, becoming, you know, 0.75 higher than just a money market.
Yeah, so our CD is, because when we locked in, the CDs were not a great rate at that point. Right. So our savings is actually better than our CD right now. And then we do have money in Star Ohio too. We have just under $1 million. Well,
okay, that's the one I
remember. It's a little over.
It's like a little over. It says CD or something.
No. So you can see it when you look at this, the investment. So it's a Westfield CD.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, okay. I saw that one.
You'll see the Star Gen. Okay. That's the Star Ohio account. So these are
but that's not a CD.
No, this is a savings. Right.
All right.
But there's only certain, investments that a township's allowed to have without having CPIM training, with extra training you're allowed to take. So these are the investments we're allowed to have. This Starfire account, I have to tell you, we inherited this. When I say inherited, I came into having this account, and the auditor, the fire department really was not supposed to have its own account in such a small amount, that the auditor said, do not do anything with that until, like, if you're ready to spend it, get rid of it, but do not move it until, right. You know, so that's why that's sitting there. But then this is where we moved the majority of that, the money when we got, you know, when we had that.
Can we put that in the CDs? This.
Well, we could, but I mean, right now we're earning. I mean, we can look at a CD and see if they're higher.
See what maybe adjustments have been made in the rates.
What's Westfield paying now? Just, you know, have to know.
You know what? I'd have to.
I just know that there's, you know.
I can tell you right now, like on the savings account, last month's interest, March's interest, we made like a little over $11,000. And so, I mean, in interest, so it was a good.
The CDs that I have are paying 535.
That's more than we're making.
So I just
we can look, you know, if
you know, because you got this much money, you put it in, you're making 5%. You know, you're making some pretty.
We might have made like 4 in
that's
the savings.
Still not bad,
yeah, and I know Star
moved up a lot in the last few months.
Correct.
So, okay.
No, Star and Westfield are very close with the savings account amounts. We're you know, they're like neck and neck. The CDs, you know, you got to remember you have to know how much you want to keep.
Oh no, you have to have a certain amount liquid, you know, so you can run the township.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
But I mean, yeah, if you're wanting to move some of it, you know, kind of figure out how much you're looking, and then
for thought.
It'd be interesting to know, what options are out there. Because times definitely are changed.
Correct. Yeah. But
thank you.
But again, we are making the savings we have are paying that.
Well, no, I know that they were. I was just, it really was like, what's the difference that we can get paid?
Yeah.
Without hurting ourselves.
If you look into some CD rates, I mean, like I said, I would say compare against about 4%, because that's on average.
And we have to keep it in a local bank, though.
There's other regulations.
Yes. I mean, if we're going to move it outside of what we have now, I mean, we can look to the banks we're at, and we'd have no problem locking in with them. But if we're going to go with anyone else, we have to go through this whole process of going out to bid. So.
And that's a whole different thing. That's, okay.
So.
Thanks, Ken.
Yep. Thank you.
Old business. There was a desire to talk about the OTA conference trustee expense reimbursement. I am assuming that where are we at with that?
So I brought those back. Chuck had sent me an email. I'd been hanging on to them because I was waiting, number one, to hear back from the board just on how you guys wanted to handle that with the, I had gotten one that just had like two different reimbursement amounts. Because of the credit card being due before the reimbursement was, like, some of the receipts weren't attached, and then just some of the receipts weren't marked the way they were supposed to be with, just didn't follow the. So if everyone can just take a look at theirs and figure out what you guys want to do with these.
Is it possible, like, I know and heard him talk about it before, that he felt like his stuff was clearly marked, and he's kind of hoping that you would say what. I think I did it right. You don't think you did it right?
I did tell him in the email what was
what he needed to do.
I did.
Okay.
And, like with Chuck's, like, part of it was filled out in pencil. I don't think I personally don't think that an official document should be filled in pencil, because that could be erased later. I don't feel comfortable with that. If the board's okay with that, then I guess make a motion that that's okay. But I.
Or it sounds like if you would just get together with him and he could make that out in pen. And it's the same thing as what he had.
Yeah, I mean, he, like I said, I just, to me, because you don't want ever to leave a chance of something being, and again, I would say look these over and just decide. I mean, like, I don't want to call anybody out on the record. I don't think that's what we're looking to do right now. But
no, if individuals want to talk to you, you can share what is there and what you think needs to change in order to make it
correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Great.
So
okay.
Yes, right. And then I am still just I've reached out to Prosecutor Thompson, like, I mean, probably six or seven emails at this point, but I'm not getting an answer. So that's the credit card compliance. We're not in compliance with our credit card policy, with the House bill policy. We've got to get compliant. Okay. Is anyone working on that? Are we?
We are working on actually going through our policies. That's what we're doing.
Okay.
So,
yeah. Because we got to get. Yeah. That's important. So, yeah.
So. All right.
Thanks. Okay. So I'm going to give you, we'll just maybe, Chris.
Are those copies? I don't want originals.
Well, these are originals.
Well,
so maybe.
Don't hand the originals out.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Enough on that for now.
Yep.
All right. New business, set wage compensation for service department seasonal help. We're about to welcome back Marion Blakemore. So I would like to make a motion to set the pay rate for Marion, otherwise known as Mary Beth Blakemore. Starting date of work will be May 16th, 2023, with a pay rate of $12 per hour. The hours will be set by the department as needed.
Second.
Pretty straightforward. Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Am I marking her full-time or part-time?
Part-time.
Okay.
Very part-time. Thank
Next on the agenda is audit discussion, and they're wrapping up mini audit that was initiated, I think, in September. We've been asked, I think we all received this via email, all the officials, and the audit came out relatively good. There were no major hangers, no major problems. I would like to make a motion that the board allow me to sign and return this, as well as Fiscal Officer Ventura.
Second.
It's just something they need to do to close out the audit. You okay with that, Angela?
Yes. The only question I have is, I don't know if you remember back early March, there was the engagement letter that was asked to be signed.
Yeah.
And I never signed that because you wanted to table it and, you know, all that. The issue being is that that's where they set, that's where we agreed to the rate. So I don't know how they're going to bill us for that.
Well, the rate's established by the state auditor, so we don't have a lot of control over that. At that meeting, if my memory serves me right, and I'm pretty sure it does, you had shared with us the engagement letter, but we hadn't seen it. And I was of the understanding it was like, we want to get used to it or get familiar with it. And I said, we don't have time. And you said, well, I don't need your permission to sign it. And I believe you said, then go ahead and sign it. So after the meeting, our perception was you had signed it and sent it out. Only later on we found out that wasn't signed. And I went ahead and got authorization. We signed it. I did end up signing it. And then they, as you know, they ran out of time and they contacted me to get an extension. And they walked me through the process, literally, to get an extension. So, but everything is done now. And there's one more audit to go. And I don't know whether they're going to be doing it for the state or whether the state's going to take it over and do it themselves. I believe it's a performance audit. It's not as much of a financial findings as much as a efficiency audit from what they're telling me.
For 2000, same year?
Same year, I believe. Okay. Yeah. I think there was a three audit package, if you will. And they were just, last I knew, they didn't know whether they were going to have Perry do the last of them or if they were just going to handle it in-house. And it kind of sounds like they may be going in-house with it. So, but he'd like to get this back, so. Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
This is simply the report. I'll pass that along as well. No, that's actually not. This is only if you want to have a post audit conference, which I don't think we're interested in. Are you?
You know what?
It'll just delay things.
Okay.
I don't think it's.
Okay.
I talked to him about it specifically too. But.
Okay.
Okay. And we are on trustee comments. Let me add this. If for some reason you don't want to sign it, I would make a motion that we have a second trustee. They need two officers to sign it.
Well, I just want to read it.
Okay.
I want to read everything before I sign. Yeah,
I just want to cover myself.
I don't want to sit here and read it, right, to slow things down here, so I'll just read after the fact.
All right. Bruce, trustee comments.
One thing that I just want to sort of throw out, I think we all want our businesses in town to be successful. Before I ever became a trustee, I happened to be talking with Chad down at Bunker Hill Golf Course, and he said one of the things that they were talking about was, or he wanted to talk to people about, was that they put up some signs, yard signs, and they put them up for 3 weeks or something, and they got it was either 9 or 11 people stopped in, and they got 7 or 9 pieces of business out of it. And people didn't realize that they could have a wedding there or a birthday party or this or that or the other thing. So I'd like to see if we can look into how we might be able to modify some of that, help our businesses bring in more business, but yet I don't want things to look trashy either. So rather than just say, well, no, we're not going to do anything, I just want to throw it out there so we can at least think about it and talk about it and what we might be able to do.
Is that something that we would want to come to one of your meetings and have that discussion in a zoning meeting? I mean, I think that's where the initial discussion.
The zoning would have to be changed if we wanted to do that.
Okay.
But I've noticed that Bunker Hill in particular has been advertising quite nicely in the newspapers about having facilities for those things, which is really where it should be. If you start putting a bunch of small signs on one business, they're all going to want to do it, and then it will look very cluttered. And I don't know, Bruce, if you were around the back, I can show you pictures of some businesses that were absolutely over redundant with signage.
And that's why I say I want to look in to see if there's a way to do it that makes some kind of sense. No, I don't want 50 signs, you know, up Pearl Road and then go on to the landscaper,
right,
another 50 signs there and on and on. But, you know, when they bring in that many pieces of business, it helps their business, you know, and I think that should be important to the township too. I just want to, you know, at least think about it rather than say, no, we can't
right now, our regulation is you can have up to a 32 square foot sign 3 times a year. You choose it. It can be, you know, one right after another if you want. I mean, and it could say anything, eggs and bacon.
Oh, no,
they
know that, but it can only be up for, what, 3 weeks or something, right?
Well, here it is. It's $50 for 14 days,
well,
$250 deposit. 15th day I go out. If it's down, get your $250 back. Not down, you don't.
No, and I get that, but I mean, you run a business 365 days a year, and you can leave it up for, you know, 14 days. So I just want to see.
I mean, that's what we have now.
Right. Well, I think that the right place to do it would be in one of your meetings to be able to go ahead and talk about alternatives if there's alternatives. I'm sure you've talked about a lot of it in the past. There's a new energy, if you will. So, but I don't really think. I think that's the way to do it, if that's okay with you guys.
Yeah. No,
well,
I just wanted to throw it out there to think about.
You can come with any suggestion,
not
advertising
saying.
In the local, you know, you get that thing, the weekly thing that comes in the mail and stuff, and you see the ads in there, and I think that covers a whole lot more people than somebody driving down the street. Yes, he got 9, but was he advertising in the other means to get more business? I mean,
it's worth talking about. That's all.
Yeah, it's worth talking about.
Because
show you some pictures.
There would be people who would say that I don't read the paper hardly anymore, and
well,
people younger than me.
Well, this stuff that comes in the mail,
so
you don't have to buy the newspaper, the stuff that comes in. There's magazines that come in and advertise the local businesses, and they come in free.
Even less desirable in my house.
I've got this yellow garbage can.
Pardon?
They all go right in there.
No, but your point's taken.
They almost never get over.
Well, most people at least look through them and then throw them away.
I know.
All right. Good for you. I was given an information here. This was from Denny. He was approached by a resident who had a desire to have a block party. And block parties are good. Communities are good. We like to encourage that. However, this would actually shut down a lane in a through street between Watkins and Marks Road, which there was a concern about safety. It's not a cul-de-sac. You know, cul-de-sacs, you can kind of shut down and you're better off. But if you're doing cutting a lane down, two things. We don't want to, Denny's concern, he's like, he gave it to us to talk about. But if you open this door up, have you not just opened the door up for everybody to want to do the same thing?
Kind of like the signs.
And as you wish. Yeah, that was coming right down to my
head. Up to everybody. You can't
to work this out, right?
So I know this individual, and they mean well. And like I say, we aren't looking to be negative to residents. But I don't know, I kind of can see the first responders and emergency vehicle being a
concern. Is there a side street there?
What's that?
It would have to be accessible for emergency vehicles.
Yeah.
Is there any side street in the area there that they have the residents? I mean, where is this again on Watkins? Where at on Watkins?
Actually, it's
Morning Sun.
Yeah, Morning Sun.
Well, there's side streets in there.
Morning Sun and Morning Sun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a main. This one's a main cut through though for.
Well, yes, but there's side streets in there that aren't main.
It's either Morning Song or Wind Song.
Yeah, but is there
it.
One more in there?
No.
Well,
so. Yeah,
it's
a
little
itty bitty,
probably three houses.
I think that our concern is for safety, and so we're not going to pursue that permitting this for now. Outside of that. We have, just as an update, we have been very busy in the admin office, working through various tasks, and still working on getting the position posted properly for assistant. But, to be frank, we have four individuals who have given us a significant amount of public records requests. And so while it doesn't sound like a lot, when a public records request comes in, and often there's multiple requests in a body, and it's very time consuming. Not all of them, but just yesterday I got one, and it was a fairly simple, straightforward one. However, it was two parts. One part we could send to the IT people, and for a fee they will address it, and that one's pretty reasonable. But for the other part, it was significant, and that had to go to the prosecutors for their input. So I don't want people who are asking for public records requests to think that it's going and falling on deaf ears. It's not. But unlike some of the cities referenced by some of the individuals, we don't have a big budget for legal staff here, and we're doing the best we can. I'm focusing on trying to get the simpler ones done, but between that and other requirements that we have going on in the admin area, we're way behind on that. Definitely looking forward to getting that advertisement out and seeing what we can find for some help, specifically in the areas to be an assistant for secretary or an admin assistant. But
we'll have to look at the job description too, because that might need to be tweaked. Yes?
I just want to make note that on this week's payment listing, there is a bill from Lighthouse Solutions for one public records request on there.
And if I recall, that was $300?
$303.75.
That's just for one of the requests to be responded to. So.
And I want to say, I think I'm safe in saying that a large percentage of our public information.
Costing the resident.
Yeah.
Large percentage of our public information request have to go to the prosecutor to make sure that we're not going to do anything improper. And we have to wait for them to come back to us and say, yes, do this, or they write something up or whatever. So as Chairman said, it's very time consuming.
We're going to get better. So for those who are submitting them, the process is getting better. If we get that extra person, that will help. But my goal is still to address the simpler items. And, you know, I talked to the prosecutor about one letter came in, and there were 9 requests, if I remember, in one letter. And I wanted to split those out and take the ones that were relatively easy to respond to them, and thinking that was an effort to help a resident understand what was going on. And they recommended I didn't do that, but I responded it all together. So I'm just letting people know it's not just because we're not trying. And it's going to be a costly event as we go on as well. Other than that, I'm happy the road's getting paved. Now you got a bigger job of keeping people from speeding. There has been a interest in trying to get the school in Weymouth to redeclare the ability to put their speed sign up. That's a conversation. It hasn't turned into anything, but they invested a lot of money in that school, that creative housing. And Susan's always diligent about trying to slow things down in that area, so not a bad idea. And that's it for that. Make a motion to go into public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood.
Aye.
Mr. Christopher.
Aye.
You guys know the rules? Sandra.
Yes, I know the rules. Sandra Billick, 3414 Hamlin Road. I wasn't able to come to the meeting 2 weeks ago because I wasn't feeling well, but I did provide the trustees with my summaries of the discussions, motions, and the resolutions, since the minutes are so far behind. So I don't know if you're reading them or not. Hopefully you are, because I think they're probably helpful. I'm also listing what my concerns are for dysfunctions and problems. Again, it's not an effort to say, oh, you guys are bad. Okay, it's in an effort to make things better. I think if you actually look at those and realize that we do have problems, and the amount of problems we have, it makes it easier to solve the problems. I did want to mention, Trustee Eastwood, you made a comment in the meeting 2 weeks ago that, and it was having regard to us being compliant, I think it might have been in regard to the North Gateway tire resolution, you made a comment about, it seemed like you were implying that it's okay to be not compliant, that lots of people are not compliant. I think we have a fiscal officer that is always striving to be compliant. I think that's a good thing. I think it causes some problems with employees, staff, the trustees, because she wants to be compliant. I think that's what you should be striving for. It should be to be compliant, not to be not compliant. Because I think that causes some of our problems. The other thing that bothered me from the meeting 2 weeks ago was that there was a comment that was made about the public records requests. And yes, I have made a lot of public records requests. And it has been as a result of some of the things that have gone on comments that are made, which I think are totally inappropriate. Seems like whenever the fiscal officer isn't here, you guys have a free-for-all and make comments. And I hear these comments, and I'm like, okay, what's behind it? And so I make a records request. Those records requests haven't been filled. So, but one thing that you did make a comment on, which I found very troubling, was that our fiscal officer has had to resort to make records requests. And the peanut gallery back there thought that was funny. I don't think it's funny. If our fiscal officer is not able to get records and has to make a records request, there is something terribly wrong at this township. And so I made a records request today for the records request that the fiscal officer has made because I want to see them. So some of these records requests that are being made are as a result of your own fault, of not being accountable. I think you're striving to do better. But until things do get better, I will continue making my records requests. I don't know what IT records requests made that resulted in a charge of $300 and some. If it was one of mine, I haven't seen the records request. I did get, Chrissy did fill the records request that I made today for the ISO document, got that immediately. Thank you, that was very helpful. Although I have to say, from what Chief Walters said tonight, don't know any more about why the ISO rating went down than we did before. So, I'm glad to see that you are indeed moving forward with hiring the additional staff. I think that will help. You know, all I can say about my records requests are I'm being patient and not filing a lawsuit. I don't want to have to resort to that because it is $1,000 per day fine per records request. So I hope I will not have to resort to that. It may be cheaper to have IT fill some of the records requests than pay the $1,000 per day. So thank you, but I do think that you are trying. I see some positive movement. So, but I think we can do better.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Any others? Well, that being the case, I would like to make a motion that we adjourn.
You have to close public comment.
What's that?
You have to close public comment.
Oh, thank you. I close our public comment. Motion. Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Now I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
The time is 8:44, and this public meeting is adjourned.
And when I was talking about the CDs, because I had a feeling.